You mean long is from your...
From my finger there to here. I've measured them a lot of times.
Yeah,
and you go out and gather them just like you would store wood.
As long as your forearm.
Yeah, just lay them across your arm. They were kind of limber. And we had, of course, we used squash. And I made squash pickle this year.
What kind of squash? You ever get that white kind of squash?
Yeah, we get white. We have white squash. And we have a crooked neck squash. But the straight neck squash is my favorite squash. I don't like that crooked neck. That neck gets hard sometimes, you know. And we have peas and corn. We plant corn every 2 weeks. So we're never out of roasting it. And we plant peas that way. We have peas. We have everything when it frosts and have to run out to get it and have tomatoes. I put 85 bushels of green tomatoes in my deep. In my cellar lots of days, lots of years. And the last, well, I still got some.
You tell them, the cellar, you got, did folks have in a place, maybe a room where they could keep things back in the old days?
Had to. We had a cellar and had cisterns. You know, that's where you catch water, you know, over the house and things. That's where you cooled your milk. Or you could put your milk and stuff down in the cellar. You had wine cellars.
Where were you?
Under this, dining room and kitchen in the cellar.
Where would the water come off the roof? How would it?
Right when it rained, that's the only time you catch it.
It would,
and you cut it in the fall.
In the fall?
Oh, you'd have wiggle tails in your cistern. My cistern fell in last year. I had a cistern, I kept it full of water on account of fire. You know, if you have a fire in the country, there's no water, but you can put the fire hose in there and it'll give you water. Or if you're close enough to the ponds, you know, then you use the water. For fire.
But now, talking about when the rain came off the roof, what were those places in the roof you said?
We had gutters. I still got them out there.
Oh, really?
They caught the rain off of the roof and ran the gutter, then we had the gutter run down into the cellar, into the cistern.
A place where two parts of the roof would come together would be called what, maybe? You know, you had an eave, kind of, and you...
Well, this is just ran off the house. And we had... Come in and show you. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Buff, who is it? Somebody out there? That's my doorbell. Can't turn them out. Can't turn them on. It's right at the end of the thing, and you kind of push it from you. See a little hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
That's really something.
The baby has a deep freeze. Of course, I have to fill hers up.
Yeah, you got enough stuff there.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me you raise melons. What kind of melon?
Well, just different kinds. We used to have wheeler watermelon. Raised that all the time till I think it ran out. It got to have some kind of disease in it, and you can't have them. Watermelons in the same place any year. In 20 years you can't have watermelons there again. And the place got to where we couldn't have watermelons, so we just, after we did away with the orchard, we had a watermelon there because watermelons hadn't been in the orchard. We have a Congo, that's what this nigger likes, but I like Honey Boy. It's not a big watermelon, it's not an icebox watermelon, but it's a little watermelon. It's just delicious. And he had a watermelon patch, and we raised a Rockford cantaloupes.
You ready, cantaloupes?
Yeah. Cantaloupes and watermelons. And sweet potatoes. We had...
Call them mushmelons? Ever folks ever...
No, that's different. I don't like a mushmelon.
Sweet potatoes. What kind of sweet potatoes?
Contender. We used to have nothing but Nancy Hall. I used to raise sweet potatoes, and they were Nancy Hall. I'd have an acre. And I've made 800 bushels on an acre. That's my potato house. I had a potato house out there. I cured them.
Yeah, did you? Let me ask you that. You call that a potato? Potato house?
Uh-huh. It,
What was it like? What's it like?
Well, it's made out of wood and about this deep. All right. About this thick. That wall is packed with sawdust. And it's not very tall. not, it's about 6 feet tall, I imagine, high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And